Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinny Eastwood Show, friends, countrymen, Russians! The board op loves it when I do that. It's from a movie called The Saint. If anybody ever wants to see that, it's a really good film, and it's got Elizabeth Shue in it. She's pretty freaking hot. Speaking of pretty freaking hot, my very special guest, Suzanne Posel from OccupyCorporatism.com. Welcome to the show again.
Wow. I am?
Well, maybe in a proverbial sense, and I don't know. I'm sure David saw something in you that was pretty freaking sexy. So
that's
but
right.
Anyway, man, that's like the most awkward start to a show I've ever had. I think.
Yeah, yeah, two kids later.
Yeah. In fact, I was talking with Freda Rex's missus, and she's got the most beautiful voice I've ever heard in my life. And it's like, Freda, man, I know why you had five kids with her now.
It's because of her mind.
Yeah, I'm right. Sure it is.
Yeah.
Now, the news today, is there anything up on OccupyCorporatism.com that you'd like to share with the listeners?
Yeah, I put out an article that is going viral, and I didn't expect it to, but, you know, I titled it a certain way because this Colorado state representative said something stupid. Like, we expect these guys to say anything smart, but he said that on state universities, the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, they have decided that they don't want any guns on the campus. Okay, fine. So if you're going to be raped, you should tell your attacker that you're menstruating, puke on him, urinate on him, in order to get him to stop. These would be tactics to stop a rape.
You know, I'd just tell them that I had AIDS.
That was one of them, that you have an STD. I don't think that's going to stop anybody. Don't rape me. I'll pee on you.
Don't rape me. I have herpes.
Hold on. I'm going to puke. This is ridiculous.
Well, see, it doesn't surprise me, the level of stupidity of the American politicians. It's like George Carlin said, this is the best that American can produce.
Yes. Well, you know, there's all those chemicals in the food and the water and everything, and there's all these genetic mutations. So this is it, folks. This is all we got. These are the solutions that we have. Puke, pee, have your period, and you'll be fine. You don't need a gun.
Yeah, this guy definitely sounds like a U.S. statesman.
Yes.
He's obviously not got his wires crossed at all.
Yeah, he's obviously not been in a situation where he needed to protect himself.
I mean, you know, what's more afraid? What's more frightening to you? Blood gushing from a vaginal cavity or a 44 Magnum?
Well, since I deal with the first one every month, it's not that frightening to me. I forgot
I rest my case.
There was a comedian, and I don't remember who it was, and he said something like, I don't trust anything that bleeds for 5 days and doesn't die.
Yeah. Well, you know, who knows? With any luck, your rapist might also be a serial killer torturer who will keep you alive with blood transfusions while he tortures you for several days, and then maybe you can be trusted.
Exactly. If you're going to violate another human being in that fashion, I don't think you care whether or not they puke or pee or have an STD. I don't think that that's on your mind.
You know, he's probably just going to go back and just going like, man, I raped this girl today and it was gross, man. She peed on me. She puked on me. But I did get my rocks off, so it was all cool.
Yeah, it was okay. I worked through it.
Yeah. Well, see, I don't want to make light of this topic because it occurs to me just how many women would be offended, particularly women who've actually had an experience like this. But point of fact is John Lott, the author of More Guns, Less Crime, he says that statistically speaking, if you are going to be armed, the people that benefit from being armed the most, two groups of people. One is women, and two is black people in black neighborhoods in the United States, particularly violent black neighborhoods. Those are the ones that disproportionately benefit from possession of the use of firearms. It's because the reason for women benefiting from firearm ownership is because of the strength differential. If your assailant is typically male, he'll probably have a significant portion of percentage higher strength, which means he'll be faster and stronger than you. So any physical defense that you can put up would basically be overridden by the fact that your attacker is stronger and faster. Whereas if you pull a weapon on them, you create a distance barrier between your attacker and yourself. And that's the whole use of firearms, is to maximize the distance between you and your assailant. That's why women should be armed in cases where they might have that kind of thing happen to them. And that's the real truth of it. And for this guy to come out and say these sorts of things, you know, puke on them, piss on them. Look, bro, for frack's sake, shut up.
Yes.
I don't think you should be reelected.
Yes. Now he's on the state Senate level. You know, he's not on Capitol Hill. So I don't know if that makes a difference. But as far as our gun control laws go, I've been telling everybody to go on the local level. Fight this like you do Agenda 21. Start at the bottom and work your way up. But I see the Obama administration coming out and using their Organizing for Action, which is their propaganda machine, to lobby on the state level and get all these states to pass these laws so that, you know, maybe the federal government doesn't have to, because Congress is not going to pass anything more than maybe a universal background check, you know. So we've got these 23 executive orders. We've got these three presidential memorandums. But as far as Congress goes, they're not going to, you know, cut their nose to spite their face. So the Obama administration is going after this on the state level and getting all these states to pass these laws. Now, there was one bill that was put in, I can't remember which state. It's in that article. The article is titled Colorado Representative No Guns. Rape victims can use vomiting and urinating to protect themselves. And it's up on the front of my website, OccupyCorporatism.com. And in that article, there's a gentleman who introduced a bill, and he doesn't expect it to get it passed, but he wants anyone who passes legislation that impedes on the Second Amendment rights of the citizens, I think it's in Illinois, for that to be illegal and that to be a felony. And he said he doesn't expect it to be passed. He just wants it introduced to make a point across. So at least that guy's got his head on his shoulders, screwed on straight.
Right. You know, it just, I don't have any idea how these kind of people get into these offices where they are. They're just, it's like the place is, it's like America's a mental asylum. Except the mental patients are the ones running the asylum, and all the sane people are the ones locked inside, forced drugged.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we've got it in our water. We've got it in our food. They've got the GMO vegetables. I reported last year about a tomato that has statins actually in it. So when you eat the tomato, at least you're getting your medication. But if you don't need medication, you shouldn't be taking it. So I guess you shouldn't be eating this GMO tomato. But yeah, it goes back to what you're saying. Like, we're being forced medicated on a grand scale. And then we wonder why nobody's acting appropriately.
Well, there hasn't been anything appropriate being passed through the U.S. Congress since 1776, as far as I'm concerned.
Pretty much.
And there wasn't even a Congress back then. What does that tell you?
Well, Thomas Jefferson did get rid of the central bank, because the Federal Reserve is the third incarnation of a central bank here in the United States. And he was very proud of that. On his epitaph, I killed the bank.
Well, I do think that it's really frightening when you think about this. This morning I recorded a conversation between two radio show hosts and an acquaintance of mine, John Ansell, talking about, you know, New Zealand history and the treaty and all of this kind of stuff. And, you know, what occurred to me is that they use these arguments and they more or less signify themselves by insult, or like ad hominem attack. So instead of arguing with somebody's facts, you start insulting the person to muddy the waters. And secondly, it's the you say this, you think this, this is your government, this is your parliament, this is your people, yeah, 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 you, kind of distracting from themselves. And also, on the other hand, I've had these conversations, I'm sure we all have, where you'll accuse somebody of something and they'll say, oh, you're just saying that because you're such and such and blah, 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 and they'll accuse you of something. And both of you don't know anything about each other, and then here you are telling each other who each other is when you don't know nothing of what you're talking about. Where does the conversation go? And this is how government, I think, works, really, at the end of the day, is it prevents any kind of fact or reasonable dialogue or any type of intellectual capacity from getting through. Do you know what I'm saying? Have they weeded out almost how many intelligent, let me say intelligent operatively here. So how many intelligent people are actually being elected at the moment versus how many just straight up morons with a shockingly large amount of money and a huge massive fracking agenda to screw over everybody get elected? I can imagine it's quite disproportionate.
Well, the problem is that once they get into that position, no matter what they've done to get there or what they've done in their position, you find out that they were compromised at some point in their career. I'll go back to Ron Paul. Ron Paul has done a lot of good work, except he hooked up with Peter Thiel, which is on the steering, you know, this guy's on the steering committee of the Bilderberg group. So he's the guy who decides who gets to show up at the meetings. He handpicks people, okay? Then he owns Palantir Technologies, that is like the go-to technology when we want to talk about Big Brother, the government hires Palantir Technologies. He's also on the board of directors of the Singularity Institute, which is a huge transhumanist movement. So, and he's dumping millions and millions of dollars into the Liberty Movement, into Ron Paul and Rand Paul's pockets. So then I go back and I say, okay, well, geez, 30 years of a career. What's going on here? Was this a show? Everybody has to have an opposition, right? We have to have a Tom to a Jerry, right? So this is all just Warner Brothers cartoons. This is all just, this is all fake, and it's all a show.
There's an old quote, I forget who said it, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it.
Sure.
You know, and wouldn't it be interesting if you financed your opposition just to make sure that they were in your pocket?
That's exactly what I see whenever I do research. That, and I say this over and over again because I watched this this film that Bill Cooper put out about JFK getting shot, and he shows different versions, a cleaned up version, a lot of muddied versions. It's clear as day that the man was shot in the face. He didn't get killed by some guy sitting in a grassy knoll or anything, or any of the, you know, the book depository. The driver turned around, didn't turn all the way around, but put a gun over his shoulder, turned slightly, and as soon as the gun shows up, JFK's face goes flying backwards. And I think to myself, well, I thought to myself when I saw that, this is the point. They build in the conspiracy theory with everything that they do, no matter what it is, big or small, because that way they know that all the little whirling dervishes are going to go circling around that conspiracy theory and spend 30, 40, 50 years trying to figure out how it happened. Meanwhile, all these things are going on over here and nobody's paying attention because they're trying to figure out. Yes, folks, it's a false flag. Probably 99.9% of them are false flags. Okay, we get that point. What's happening because of that false flag? And that's what I'm interested in. I'm interested in what happened after Sandy Hook. You know, I'm interested in what's happening because of 9/11. Not that 9/11 happened. You know, the only people who know exactly what happened on 9/11 aren't talking. And so we have a lot of theories out
there. Here's this, Suzanne. I don't care what happened on 9/11 anymore. Yeah, and that may be shocking for people to hear, but here's why I think that. What has the 9/11 truth movement accomplished?
Nothing.
Okay. Hence, any arguments that we've got of what actually happened is frickin' redundant. Okay?
Yes.
It matters not. We are being fracked and false flagged currently.
Yes.
Expose 9/11 as a false flag. Don't know what happened, but we definitely know it wasn't what we were told happened. Okay. Point one, raised, public awareness campaign, boom, put it out there. Now, suddenly, in fact, the 9/11 truth movement has accomplished a big thing. A big, big thing that has never been accomplished before in human history. Recognition of what a false flag is. And now whenever one happens, people know it. Stop debating what the false flag actually was. Just debate about whether or not there are false flags. And that debates really quickly. Yes, there are. Okay, sweet as. Now we know what to do when we're hit up next time. Don't fall in line with the legislation that they put up over the false flag that they put in. All right, we'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. A very special guest, Suzanne Posel from OccupyCorporatism.com. We wanted to talk about guerrilla media, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we should.
I'm really feeling nervous about this. I don't normally feel nervous about anything. Well, I started guerrilla media like years ago, like back in, 2007, I think. After I'd been on the streets for a year or two with my camera, I realized that there's so many activists out there who don't have their own website, and so many activists out there who do have their own website but don't have no money and don't have no network to support them, don't have any radio show hosts or filmmakers interviewing them and putting their content up online for them. So I decided, nobody else is doing it, so I'll do it for them all. That was kind of the progenitor of this idea to create an independent network that doesn't employ anybody, doesn't control anybody, encourages everybody to be completely independent and just follow some very simple ground rules. Namely, don't engage in scumbaggery, in a nutshell. Later we expanded that to 20 principles. Do you have those 20 principles up on your computer there, Suzanne? Maybe we should read them out.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're up on the website on realguerrillamedia.com in the About Us section on the right-hand side. You click on More and it drops down and it's on the About Us. And it just basically says, put out good sourced information. If you make a mistake,
hold on. Let me see. I've got them written in down here. Okay, so there's 20 rules that we came up with. All right, so everybody, listen up. These are the 20 rules of guerrilla media. If you want to be part of this network, and you're a journalist already or whatever, send us an email through the website. That's at realguerrillamedia.com. Realguerrillamedia.com. Okay, so here's the rules here. If you want to be part of this and get some free exposure for your works, we've also got a donate page which we're going to put down the names and coordinates of everybody who's contributing, so you can donate specifically to them. So there's a revenue source for journalists who are struggling at all times. And trust me, if you're a journalist and you're not struggling, then you must be working for the opposition and you're a scumbag. Anyway. Number one, have fun.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, my God. Look, the stuff that we deal with every day is serious enough without trying to make it fun. It's just that simple. You go freaking crazy if you take it all too seriously, especially if you take yourself too seriously. Number two, always fact check, provide source links to certify, that the article is true and accurate to the best of your knowledge at the time of publishing. Number three, if an error or critical omission is reported, you have to publicly retract and issue corrections when necessary. Number four, always remain in touch with your audience, contactable by email or website contact form. Number five, encourage constructive criticism from the audience as well as fellow journalists. Number six, practice good interpersonal communication. Number seven, defend against attacks using the phalanx principle, which is an impenetrable wall of shields protecting the person next to you, or the formation falls apart. Number eight, admit when you're wrong and apologize to your audience publicly when necessary. Number nine, agree to maintain high ethical standards with spontaneity during broadcasts. Number 10, agree to share your ideas openly with audiences and colleagues. 11, be transparent, avoid secrecy and covert activity between ourselves and the audience. Number 12, display the network logo on your published work and or posts to signify they've abided by these core principles of guerrilla media. Number 13, mutually respect each other and treat your audience members with the same level of respect. Number 14, be truthful at all times, as lying is the ultimate crime in journalism. We agree to go before a leadership council, a panel of journalists assembled, to act as guardians, liaisons, and leaders of our members for judgment, and if found guilty, punishment or banishment from guerrilla media, so that you won't be able to get any promotion out of it anymore. Number 15, the leadership council is assembled to ensure truth, peace, and justice for all. We've got myself, Suzanne Posel, hopefully Danny Romero from American Freedom Radio, and we've got a number of really high quality people, salt of the earth type people who have never screwed anybody over to get on this leadership council, so that if there's anybody who's a part of guerrilla media that has acted in some way without just cause or in some form of scumbaggery, you have a council that is, you know, pretty much squeaky clean to pass judgment in an open, honest, and transparent manner. Infiltrators will be identified. This is number 16. Infiltrators will be identified and go before the leadership council for immediate expulsion. Number 17, abide by the KISS principle, which is keep it seriously simple. Number 18, no scumbaggery, meaning dishonesty, physical harm inflicted on others, or theft or damage to private property that includes intellectual property. Number 19, we do not start fights, we finish them. And number 20, you are expected to create your own income and support yourself, and only ask for financial help if no other option is available in order to ensure your financial independence. Because this is what I also don't like about most media outlets, is that if you want to say something that media outlet doesn't want you to say, and your income is threatened as a result, you just don't say it, do you?
Right.
Whereas with guerrilla media, we want people to say whatever they want and be completely financially independent, so that guerrilla media can never boss them around and tell them what they can and can't report. It's a mechanism to ensure that interference is minimized, if not eliminated completely. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Those are the principles. If you are listening to this broadcast and you're a journalist of some description and you want in on this, what we're going to do is just pop you up on the website, have a direct feed to your site so that people will go directly to it. The idea is really so we can provide a central hub so that credible people who want credible information, rather, could just go to the one website and they'll have a massive array of different people who are all vetted that they can trust and go to their independent websites. Okay? We don't really want people to be hanging around the guerrilla media website for too long. We want them to see it, grab an article that they want, and then go to the source. That's really all it's about.
Yes, and we want journalists, we want filmmakers, we want artists, we want musicians, we want radio hosts, you know, every avenue of information, whether it's, you know, tactile or otherwise, we want you to come in, you know. Right now, you can email me at admin@occupycorporatism.com, and we're setting up an invitation email for you. We're also setting up a sort of page so you can fill in all the information about you, a bio, and provide a picture, links to your websites, and ways that people can get a hold of you, and any way that you advertise what you're doing on the internet or otherwise. Also, an events page for activists, so that people can actually go to your event and participate and join in, because we want people to get out from under their, you know, from behind their respective place and go and actually do something. We're interested in changing this world and not just sourcing information. Information is important, but what are we going to do with it once we know? That's where we're going. We want to take that next step and actually affect some change in our world, in our community, in our local community, and our global community, so that we can change what's going on and stop what's going on.
Yeah. And it basically works the direct opposite way to all current media organizations. All current media organizations are based on centralizing. We're based on decentralizing, so that there's no central office. Okay. What I would like to do is be able to train people about why they don't need guerrilla media at guerrilla media. You know what I'm saying? Because If you are dependent in any way, shape, or form on your organization, it corrupts your thinking because you become attached and emotional about it. You don't have the ability to just go, you know what, I really don't agree with this anymore. I'm getting the frack out of here.
I call branded loyalty. There's a mindset when we're in the mainstream. We look up to the anchors. We look up to the musicians. We look up to the actors and the actresses, and we think that we know them and we emulate them. And then once they have us with this branded loyalty, we stop questioning the information that we're getting, and we just go along with it. And we need to stop that. We need to always have an open mind. We need to always question everything that's coming to us. Like Bill Cooper said, you know, research everything. And unless you know it for a fact for yourself, it's just speculatory.
Yeah, yeah. And be aware of personality cults. That's all I'll say, man. It's so dangerous. And I think it's like, if you trust a source because this person's got a name or whatever, and they're big and they're famous, etc., and you haven't checked out the research documents, you haven't checked out what this person's background is and things of that nature, they could be leading you down a garden path for all you know.
Right. Everybody, you know, a lot of people when they get, like, especially in radio and television, and where they're out in the open and they're talking and their face is out there all the time, there's this stardom. There's this that circles around them, and they make themselves out to be bigger than they are. Mm-hmm. And all of us are regular people. You know, you and I and everyone else, we're all regular people. But, you know, these people make themselves out to be these humongous things. If they were a waiter, they tell you that they own the restaurant. You know, if they were a regular salesperson, they tell you that they're an executive. You know,
yeah.
So you have to, you know, everyone's a regular person. We're all trying to change our world. We have to be mindful of the people that are just telling us, you know, like some outlets I won't mention, but you'll know when I'm talking about it, you know, that we have to just keep disseminating information and the world will change. That's not enough. Obviously, that's not enough because we live in a digital information age and all information is accessible at any moment. So and nothing's changing. So obviously, disseminating information is not enough. We have to actually act upon the information that we have.
Yeah, indeed. And the difficulty with being in these positions like we are with audiences and what have you, just remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening to this, you don't know who I am. You don't know who Suzanne really is. You haven't come around to her house and had a meal and hung out with us. When you do, you'll find out that we're really real people and we're very nice and friendly and cool and all those good things. But you don't know that until you've done it, really. And what happens is it's a two-way door. On the one hand, you can manufacture a relationship that doesn't really exist with somebody that you're listening to every day, and you develop this idea of somebody, which again is just an abstraction. You've just really made it up in your own head, and people base their loyalties and they put everything into that basket with that person. And once they find out, in some cases, that person's a scumbag, you're the one who's put them up on that pedestal. Okay, and guess who gets crushed when the pedestal gets knocked over? You, the idiot who put them up there. And I must say, I'm guilty of this. I have admired so many people in this movement who have gone on to disappoint the frack out of me and made me really have to take a look at myself. And I was thinking about this yesterday, I think. Yes, I know who I am. Yes, I know that I'm a good person and what have you. However, this microphone is not in control of me. I'm in control of this microphone. And that's what a lot of radio show hosts forget. They think that this microphone turns them into a better person for some reason. Hell no, it does not. It's merely an extension. It's merely a tool. No more than a firearm makes you a better man if you know how to shoot it. You simply know how to use a tool. It doesn't have any bearing on your personality or your abilities. Those are all you. And if you get drafted into the cult of celebrity, if you believe your own BS, you become very, very dangerous to people. And I want to stress that to everybody that's ever listened to this show. Don't think that you have a relationship with me just because you've heard a few of these things that I've said over this microphone, or with anybody for that matter, because it is dangerous to do so.
Yes, it is very dangerous to do so. I had the same situation. Most of the people that I got to know from last year when I came out with my website. Oh, I love Bob Marley.
It's also dangerous to talk over the breaks, isn't it? We'll be right back after this one, ladies and gentlemen, at the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com. The lovely, sensual Suzanne Posel from OccupyCorporatism.com was my guest. Back in a minute.
There's something evolving. Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
Welcome back. Ooh, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Kind of a little bit out of breath. running around. There's a lot of timing issues that happened here, and I don't know if people understand what's entailed with doing this kind of work. Many people in this line of work complain about how time-consuming it really is. And for me, I make so much work that really does need to be there, but I get it done a lot quicker than most people can. And it's part of what I do and have done my entire life, is I just take what everybody else is doing and do it my own way, in my own time. And it occurs to me, at least, that technology is the thing that is really freeing us. It ain't our ideas. It ain't the information. It's the technology that's actually given us access to said ideas and said information that is really valuable. Speaking of which, Kevin Caldwell of AmericanFreedomRadio.com, he's doing some work on their website at the moment. He badly needs some new tech. He's got all the skills that you could ever conceive of with a computer technician, but he ain't got a decent computer. His one's a piece of crap. I don't mind saying so. If there is anybody out there who is capable of supporting American Freedom Radio in such a way as to provide a computer or even a raft of computer parts, this guy can build anything out of it. He's like the MacGyver of computers. Okay? Give him a couple of circuit boards with some paper clips and rubber bands. He'll get it working. So please email AmericanFreedomRadio@ymail.com, keyword Kevin, if you have a computer part to donate or any old computer, a case, something that's working really, so that he has the ability to really help out American Freedom Radio. He contacted me. I put him on to Danny at AFR, and now he's doing a whole bunch of stuff for them. In the background, things that have needed to happen for years with the network that, you know, the Romeros just don't have time to. It's really laborious running a radio network, far more laborious than being a host ever could be. There's an awful lot of background politics as well. And Danny never talks about the background politics. He never comes on air. And, you know, there's good reason for that. It's because, well, basically, you can put your foot in it. and more to the point, it's a lot easier if you don't have to deal with everybody's crap, really. And I've tried to follow that principle to a degree and not talk about the people that I have issues with in the truth movement or anything like that. I just want to keep moving forward and getting things done again. The way I would like them to be done. Because when you spend all your time attacking the people you don't like or addressing your opponents, people who are insulting you or whatever, it gets you right off your game. And they've won by default. Suzanne Posel is my guest.
Absolutely. I don't talk to my trolls. I thank them every day because they drive traffic to my website, and then people get the information that I'm bringing, and then I get tons of emails saying, I thought you were a douchebag, but you're not. Thank you. So it's wonderful.
And there you have it.
Yeah.
You need enemies in this movement. Really, your enemies are what actually makes you popular.
They keep you honest, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I made a point when I started this to only cover stories that I thought that I could evidence. You know, that there's a lot of information out there, and a lot of things are sensational, and it makes for good radio, and it makes for good commentary. But I don't think that it does any good. So there's a lot of stuff I don't cover on my website. Now, with my radio show, that's different. You know, I could talk about anything and talk about my opinion, but I think when you go to a news source, that you shouldn't hear a bunch of opinion or a bunch of speculation or half-truths. I think we have enough of that out there. So I made it a point when I started to not do that. And so I don't. So there's a lot of stuff, you know, I won't talk about, but it's because it's not... It may not be true, or if it is true, we don't know what's true about it.
All right. Now, on that note, we mentioned Kevin before, and he's actually called in. Kevin, you're on the air. Kevin, you're on the air.
Holy cow. I'm afraid of being on the air.
It's too late.
Working in the background is my specialty, and okay, I've got stage fright. Well, no, not really. Suzanne, it's very good to meet up with you. I'm glad you're on the air with Vinny today.
Oh, thank you. It's very nice to talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'm very much an admirer of your show. You're doing great work, and believe me, I'm listening to AFR as much as I can, and getting to know all of the new things that are happening with the network. This is very exciting stuff that we've got going on right now.
Yeah, we're one of the few that's really focused on getting as much quality information with as many quality hosts as possible. I'm very happy that Danny asked me to come along. I'm honored.
Yeah. Danny, absolutely, is somebody that I've been getting to know these past few weeks. I knew that the situation was pregnant, you know, for many months here, and I knew that sooner or later I was going to come to American Freedom Radio and I was going to help you guys out. And I am really grateful that I did, because these last few weeks I've been setting up a social networking situation which is second to none. I think that in time we are going to have a website and a social networking system and a research system that is going to be absolutely state-of-the-art as far as the internet is concerned. Not to name too many names here, but I do think that in very short order, planet.infowars.com is going to be put to shame. And I
well,
don't
he jumped the
lightly.
Shark when he went on Piers Morgan.
Well, I jumped the shark by just saying what I said. I did that actually quite reluctantly, okay? But I do have to say that we've got a considerable lineup here of social networking muscle. And this project is turning into what's basically the mother of all social networks. Now, I did not want to steal the show or take over the show, but I had a bunch of stuff that I absolutely needed to say. And what I'm hoping I can do here is just quietly make a few points and then get out of your guys' way. But you said so many good things.
We've got about 2 minutes, Kevin, so you best make it snappy.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna hit it, and I'm hopefully gonna be able to step out of your way here. The main thing, we have an email address here, fundraiser@AmericanFreedomRadio.com. That's point number one. Okay. Point number two, we're primarily looking for donations of computer parts at the immediate moment, okay? Basically, what I'm doing is I'm running a LAN here, a local area network, okay, where we are modeling a lot of the software technology, okay, and I need everything that I can work with, okay? Another thing that's important, point three, is we need volunteer time more than anything else. What we need is we need people who are familiar with internet technologies in some form or another, okay? I'm going to be evaluating people according to their social networking profile, okay? You can let me know what your expertise is, and I want to talk to you, but this is going to be strictly sub rosa for the longest time, okay? We keep things quiet around here. We work on things very slowly. There's a Zen proverb, okay? Absolutely one of my favorite sayings, okay? The fruit takes a long time to ripen, but it falls suddenly, okay? I want you to repeat that to yourself, okay? That's the most important proverb I can think of. It always has been a guiding light to my life, and I think if you think about it, it will become a guiding light to yours. And then finally, okay, this is another important point that we really must keep in mind. What Vinny said about the pedestal is very important. Okay, you guys, don't look to anybody else. Be your own hero, okay? Suzanne, Vinny, they're great people. Okay, Danny Romero, great person. But let's knock the BS out of the way. Quit worshiping other people. Be your own hero. What we want is we want the Federation.
Yeah, exactly. The Confederation, the Articles of Allegiance, and the Federalist Papers and all that jazz. Yeah, all right. Kevin, thank you very much for calling in. And what was it? fundraiser@AmericanFreedomRadio.com. We are going to hopefully be running a marathon Now, I don't know if anybody out there has been listening to American Freedom Radio for a long time, but man, we have had some shockingly massive, freakingly awesome guests. And we want to have a marathon where it is A-list guest after A-list guest for a full, like, 48 hours over a weekend or something like that. If you'd be keen to help out with that, we're going to be running a money nook. Like a money nook, but a money nook. And going to get some money, and we're going to take American Freedom Radio to the next level. Thank you very much. We'll be right back with Suzanne Posel from OccupyCorporatism.com. Alert the masses.